something that should be done with the Difa Shalom rather than Shia or Love Teva and so on. That's the point that we left off last time. That is speaking about the Rodev Shalom part of it. So, is the Hemshcha Pula of Lamashal? Let's try to explain just what he's adding over here. A person who is, I have a neighbor of mine who, or an acquaintance of mine who's making life miserable for me. I don't particularly care for him, but I don't like to have a miserable life. I don't like to have him calling me names and throwing things at me and getting me upset. So I make up with him what we call shalom. That is not shalom the way he's saying it. Shalom the way he's saying it is all the pieces become one. That's only shayach if there is an ava in it. A person can be a dogel of shalom. A person can believe, preach, espouse shalom, and still not be oyev sabrius if shalom is understood in terms of peaceful, compatible, getting along. But if it's something which is a midah atzmius, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where all the pieces are needed and wanted, then oyev sabrius is included in it. That's point one. Next point that he makes. So he says that Omekarvam Lavinashva Shemayim is part of the same point. And I want to, I guess, emphasize it. I want to bring it out. First of all, it became cliche that Benal Mechaverim, Benal Lamakar, Makilu, two different things that not only don't they have anything to do with each other, but sometimes they're fakert, that the people who tend frum are not nice, and people who are nice tend not to be frum. But besides that, in his nekuda, it's much deeper than that. The entire mitzias ha'olam, everything that there is, suffered in its sheirish breakdown, that everything fell apart. In other words, Hashem was Echad, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Welt is smattered. It's everything. It's Avos and Banim, Banim Vavoisam, Ishlei Ve'ehu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Nivroim is part of that same process. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the process of Churban in the Welt? It's the smashing. When we say destruction, it's not possible physically to destroy anything in the world. As you know, there's a conservation of matter, and you can change things from one form to another form, but you can't really destroy anything. So absolute destruction is not shayach. But if a person takes a hammer and he lays it to a house until he pounds it apart, then the person has succeeded in breaking the chibur between all the halakim. So it's true that you started out with 5 tons of racks in a building, built as a building, and you end up with 5 tons of dust. But the dust is worthless because there's no chibur between the pieces scatter, and that's that. So the Bria as a whole, whatever it suffered, sai in its nituk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sai the various and everything, the one that you could say is the pieces drew apart from each other. And the elementary, I mean, building block of the Priya is a certain period between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nivra, and so on. In the general vision of where a that has Tayiv and Ra in a shirishtik way, the person has their hair Tayiv as the Chalokim coming together again, and Ra as the Chalokim being expelled outwards even more so. But Moshe Shapiro always says over that the word Tayiv is Moshe Atav Saneris, when something is drawn over something, it's like the wick draws the oil, it becomes one chibur, as opposed to Ra, which means to break it, to smash apart, and to Rayam B'Shevet Basel, very, very famous. Everyone says it. But that Nekuda is the Sheresh of Toiv and Ra. So in the inner She'ifa of a person to Toiv lies the She'ifa that the pieces come together. It includes all the pieces, which is the pieces of the Bria vis-a-vis each other, and the entire Bria vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's one of the reasons why when we spell Rosh Hashanah, Yom Nerayim, and Rosh Hashanah, Balein Teiva, the scope of the Tfilis is that the world come together. It's not, I mean, why doesn't it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia on the entire Bria to do tshuva? Period. You're worried about everybody else. Give us partial tshuva. V'osu kulam akuda achas lasas tzoychob leiv sholem is that it's more than the individual tshuva of each and every person. It's the coming together of all the pieces to be one, to come together to being that one great unit of the Bria. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, where we try to go back again to the Sheirish, that the world is one, all the pieces have to come together. So the Ben Adam L'Chaver and Adam L'Makom is one and the same. If everybody were to come about Tshuva Kapha Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's great. That's Tshuva, that's mass Tshuva. It's not Tikkun Apriya. That everybody come together and be nice to each other, but no Hakara, that the entire world is simply Nivroyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also lacking in it's also the Kilkul of the Bria. The Tikkun of the Bria is the Tikkun that we're shoif to is that it all come together. So the Mekarv and the Torah is actually part and parcel of the same Nekudah. But Omer Mekarv and the Torah, Shekeshem Sheyaseh Shalom B'Yishech HaVeira, Kach Ya'oiseh Shalom B'Chibur Merin Odom, Sherech Kumun HaTorah V'Yis HaShem Yisbarach. V'Yaseh Shalom V'Yikarv V'Yisem HaTorah L'Mitzvah HaShem Yisbarach, HaShiyah Shalom B'Yitzom V'Yir HaShem HaShemayim. Harei Kol Amidus HaElu, Shehizalem Hillel, She'odom Mechaba Kol Atcha Kol Echot. It's interesting also, the Welt says, I assume it's correct, that it was a Tzettel in Kelm that by Malchus, the Avodah Rosh Hashanah is, since the Melech wants this to be Shalom in Medina, everybody should make Shalom with everybody else, and that's because where Malchus is. I want to give it a little bit of a hezbah. I mean, it sounds like Stam, it sounds like, you know what, one of the things the Melech likes, everybody should wear Shabbos clothing, so everybody should wear Shabbos clothing on Rosh Hashanah. It's much finer than the way the Zalt interprets it. In Adnus and Avdus, an Odin has 1,000 Avodim. Each Eved is an Eved bottle to the Odin. Each Eved does not have anything to do with the other Eved. It's not the Pshat that the Odin, I mean, the Odin certainly would not enjoy it if the Avodim were busy clobbering each other. Certainly would not be good for his business. I mean, it would cost him time and effort. He certainly would be upset if somebody made it. But it's not be'etzem anything here to two Avodim of the same Odin have no din. They're not tzaris, the Zulazu. They're Avodim. Each one is Eved is a relationship to an Odin. Malchus is a relationship of an entire mitzvah bonded together as one unit. If this is my Malchus, then all the Chalokim are part of a much bigger puzzle. And Bimela, it without that, so even if I'm if I'm worshipping the king, but I'm not part of the country, so the king has me as an Eved, he doesn't have a country. If he has a million people, and each one pledges undying loyalty to the king and bitter hatred to the other people. So the king has 1 million individual soldiers, but not an army, not a country, not a malchus. So malchus is a lot deeper than adnus and avdus. It's a picture where all the pieces come together around the melech. So that's what Hill was mazish. Odem mechaba kol acha kol echot. Vehev mizeh ki gam kol elu dvar shezach hilo sheinasi anaf min avas Hashem yisparach. So since he's coming from that sheirish, a bal korchach, he's enough. Ki b'shvil sho oiv Hashem yisparach oiv es b'yosef la'el. B'feirish omu mekarim l'teira, b'akir v'teira l'mokam ha'kob sho avas Hashem yisparach b'vua davazeh. I want to add one more nekuda, I guess, for Shammai's sake. People make a mistake about Shammai, you know, whatever, all the stereotypings of how bad he is, and, you know, whatever it is, and chulum. It's a much, Bemis, Shammai's avoida is a very important chelik of Hillel. And Adrabba, it says that the reason why Hillel, the Allah was making Hillel, is because he was mocked in the Bishamai, and he was shown in the Bishamai. I want to explain it, a certain Nekudah, which is very important. When, I'm personally not very handy, but I enjoy very much reading the things on the instructions. And on every glue that ever arrived in my house, it always says, make sure all the parts are clean and sand it before you try to glue them together. That's usually where I leave the picture. That's how, where I give up. I'd rather just put a piece of glue on it and try to take the sanding and the washing and the rubbing and this and that. That's not my forte. So the word is chibur that has foreign elements in it is not a good chibur. The chibur has to have in itself it has to be the thing itself in its reinest form. The word in Lashon Kodesh for joining together and sifting out is the same word of tziruf. The tzarev means in Lashon Kodesh in Tanakh, both of them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Lashon Lav Yeshev, and mitzarev is, it means to weed out, and Letzarev means to bring together. And it's Hainohach. If you have something, if you have metal that has in it different materials, it's not going to come together as one ball, as one block. When you've gotten out the impurities, then you could have one solid block of something. Klal Yisrael, the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, of Emes, of Midas Adin that Shammai proposes, is not the pshat that he is going with the hefach of it, kilu, that he does not interest in. You need to have a type of you need to have the tahara of the chalokim in order for it to bond together. It's one of the reasons their chagav, the time of Tzorah, people stick together. What's the pshat? I mean, there's obviously a pshat fit. It's obviously something which is, you know, there's a pashta pshat fit, but there's a deeper nekudah fit also. When a person is not with Tzorah, then he has a lot of asakim. This is important to me, this is important to me, this is important to me, this is my union, I have a problem with my ego, I have a problem with my money, I have a problem with this. So, there's a things blocking me from being a schab to other people. But when I am a tzara, so the only thing that's important is this. All of a sudden, I'm not worried about my car and about my covenant or anything. How do I get out of it? So sometimes the Ace Surah, it's not the Pshad, I say, well, I have to forget. Sometimes it tells a person what's the point of it all. I mean, it's only one thing that's Hashem, that's that. So Hillel, like a point, but Hillel was the one that made this, the Iker, and so on. Because because the Ava is the same Ava. Ava is a sense of wanting to be coiled the entire Metzius Amitis together.
I need to be able
because if you just give me, then I'm not getting anything from you. If you just give me, I don't exist. Basically, I'm just a nudnik. I have no metzias. What is my metzias? Sachakol, I'm a dependent. I'm a charity case of yours. Just I guess a practical hanhag in the world of chesed. We had in the Washington area. There are medical centers and people come to us at different times. You know, when they need to be treated, NIH, whatever. And there was a couple, an Israeli couple, very balbatish, nice people, very simple people, who were here for a month and a half, maybe. Baruch Hashem, Mamash was Meach, was successful. But they were here for a month and a half, a difficult month and a half. They went to Israel, and they invited us, behold, take it, we should come and see. They don't live in a Haredi area. They're modern, very, very nice people, though. And the next time I went to Israel, it was a little bit of a tircha for us. And I thought about it, and I told my wife, the morale says that, what's the Indian of Levoya in Bikur Cholim? Why is Levoya important? Chilashti and Levoya. So the morale says, Parsa Yisa, I'm saying it the way he says it. When a person, Levoya is a symbol of kavod, a sense that I'm mechabed you and you're an important personage. When a person ate by me, and he took hospitality from me, so he gained hospitality. He has the food and whatever else that he needed, but he lost out. He lost a certain dignity. I mean, to live off somebody else is a loss of dignity. The only attempt to repay it is when I honor you, when I escort you out. There's a certain restoration of that dignity. I gave you. It's not the pshat like the Gemara says by Adam Chashev. I gained from it. I mean, it was such an honor to have somebody like you eat by me, stay by me, v'chulu. And I had it in mind, and we made an effort, a strong effort. We went there, and they really, really, and I saw that was like in the Kuda. It calls Monday. We were here. They were a charity case. Baruch Hashem, we were happy, and it was fine. But their position was as mekablam without noisnim. It's not a pleasant position, and your relationship is not a warm and close relationship. It's an owing relationship. But when a person has a relationship, when I come to visit that person, I came to him, and the person has a home, and he has a this, and he has a that, and he's, you know, it's a certain mahalach of feeling very strongly. And I was very happy to do Baruch Hashem. So at any rate, part of it is, he says, Avos Shalom requires another, because you have to go to the other person. When you go to the other person, you need to tell him, you know, I value your friendship, I need your friendship, and I need you. So there's a certain another. Because can Avos Abrius, Shedai Toi Shuv Abrius, that Shuv Shalom Ben Abrius. Umida is hefech balisrael. So going back to what he was speaking about before about balisrael, shalei shayach bem avos abrius is daitens gashimon. A melech, like we said before in the lav malka, no, a melech is a pshat wants his shtaltus. So b'meila the a melech is mufka from avos abrius. Umida is hefech balisrael. Shalei shayach bem avos abrius is daitens gashimon. Aval daiten nivdom hem ke'ena mechshav b'nehem. The king says, who am I going to mischabed to? This person is taking from me. So what's the pshat I'm being mischabed to him? It's the other way around. By the way, I want to explain also. Stop, just chat. He brings the raya from the Hillel Zadnivus from the Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Gemara where a guy wanted to make Hillel Meshuga, he wanted to be mocked at him. So he came Friday afternoon and he asked him cloth kashes and so on and so forth. And the poor guy lost the money on the bet. So it's attributed to Zadnivus. That's what he's bringing. I want to just explain the Knech over here. there are two midas at work. If I have a lot of problems on Friday afternoon, I have a problem of the chicken is burnt, I don't know where to take this, if it's me and myself, it's a problem, and it requires havlanis, and it's difficult to say that. That's what all these things are. But let's say, so that's the midas. So let's say, LaMarshall, let's say I'm making Shabbos myself, for myself, there's nobody else around, and I have all sorts of tirdas and tsaris. This is not working, that's not working, the water's not hot, the salt is not this burnt, all these things. So there the problem is Erech HaPayim and Savlanis. Right? That's those midas. Let's say you keep banging on my door every 2 minutes. I get a sense that you hold me to be a shmata. What do you mean? Because you need to know why the people live in Sahara have flat feet. So it's not a problem to bang on the door and to ask me for a moon. The Terence says, no, it's like, you know, you ring at the bell and you say, go do this, go do that. I need, there's a sense, more than the tirda of Friday afternoon, there's a sense of zilzal in me as a person. I mean, don't you understand, I'm also a person? I mean, I don't have rights? You don't have any sense of not wanting to disturb me? The Terence is, So the stronger mida is, if somebody acts like that to us, he'd call us up Friday, somebody calls you up Friday afternoon, 45 minutes before the shkia, and say, you know, I don't have a phone number, and I'm too late to go up and get a phone number. Could you tell me what the phone number is in this? So I mean, your first reaction would be, besides the fact that you have what to do, you'd say, excuse me, I mean, I know it's hard for you to get it, but so what am I? I'm not a telephone operator. And the person will call you back 2 minutes later and ask you for something else. The anivus of Hillel was that he had no sense of self vis-a-vis that inyan. And b'meila, that's why you could answer him with savlonis. Savlonis had to be built on another as well. So kaponim, this nekuda is so the nekuda of another Hillel is an important component to Sholem because he needs to be memayit his demus to that. Okay. Any questions? Any?
No.
Now, next week, Wednesday, I can't play because I have a chas in New York Wednesdays. So if another day works out, Sunday or Wednesday, I can't. So if another day works out, Matei Menoim, if not, we'll meet after Rosh Hashanah, Metz Hashem.
Tuesday night? Tuesday afternoon?
Tonight should work, Metz Hashem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, so Metz Hashem Tuesday. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.